Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're totally grateful. Well, tonight's topic is your more than enoughness. Great evening to all of you as you're joining. I want to thank our sponsors real quickly. I thank April Graphics for joining us this evening and supporting our show. And they take care of all of our photography, our graphic needs, everything that needs to be done graphically, they're there for us. And that's APHOGRAFX. And then we have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design takes care of all of your custom needs. So if you need some pens, pencils, cups, mugs, t-shirts, Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington is there to take care of you. It's Natalie Warren. Welcome back to On Friday Inspiring. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Excited about being here.
So if you could, Natalie, introduce yourself to the On Friday Inspire audience.
Hi, everyone. I am, as you said, Natalie Warren. Excited to be here and to share. I introduce myself as what I do first, but I am a licensed professional counselor. I am a coach, an author, a speaker, a minister, and at the end of the day, Aaliyah, I'm just a regular girl who has a vision to help and support women transform their lives. So thank you for having me here.
Amen, amen. Well, we welcome you because one of the things that On Fire to Inspire is all about is pushing people into their purpose and their passion. And if any person that I can bring on that lines up with what God ordained this to be, hey, you're welcome at any time. So tonight's topic is your more than enoughness. The topic itself, what does that mean to you?
Ooh. I'm ready. See, I'm excited. Because I really want people to know who they really are.
Yes.
And walk in that.
Yes.
And oftentimes we don't know or we forget.
Mm-hmm.
And so more than enoughness is really about knowing the truth of who you are. That you are enough. And how often do we hear that or say that or embrace that truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to dive into it tonight, but it's really about knowing that you are enough.
You are enough. Hey, you hear that? I love it. Because many times, you know, as you're growing up, you become the person where mama wanted you to go to law school or daddy wanted you to go to medical school, you know. So you lose yourself in trying to be what everybody else wanted you to be. But we're going to delve into some things tonight, and I'm excited about it. So, Natalie, what does it mean to be more than enough? What does that mean to you, to be more than enough?
Yeah, well, let's back up a little bit, because I think in order for us to know what it means, we're going to find out what it does not mean.
Amen.
Let's find out what it doesn't mean. And I think that'll help us to get to what it. Oftentimes, we in society are told we don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This lesson, this idea, like you don't have enough time, mm-hmm. you don't have enough patience, you don't have enough clothes, you don't have enough shoes, you don't have enough relationships, you know, all the stuff that mm-hmm. the world teaches us.
True.
And so what ends up happening is we take that message that I don't have enough and I got to have more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're always going after something to get it.
Right.
And this idea then becomes internalized.
Okay.
And we tell ourselves, I don't have enough, and then I am not enough.
Wow.
Right? So I have to do something to be enough.
Okay.
The whole idea of that. And so it really starts with us knowing what we're not. And
okay.
dispelling that idea that society puts on us each and every day. You know, you always get a message. You don't have enough of this. You need more of that. And the truth is, you don't when we talk about who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But we take on that belief system.
Mm.
And in doing that, again, we're always reaching for an external something mm-hmm. to be enough.
Wow. Wow. Reaching for an external something because we don't feel like we have enough when we internalize that. That's real strong because you never think about it like that in that manner.
that connects. It goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. You know, never thought, looked at it like, see, I told y'all needed this. Make sure you hit share because someone else needs to hear this tonight.
Absolutely.
So now that we know what more than enough is not, mm-hmm. now help us understand and clarify to the people, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What is it? We know what it's not. Now, what is it?
Yes. I had to make sure we had that foundation because oftentimes we get stuck in what we think it is.
Uh-huh.
And so what it is, when I think about your more than enough, it really takes us back to God.
Okay.
And the idea, the belief that we believe he is more than enough.
Okay.
He is God. He's almighty. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He is more than enough. And so if we also believe that, then we would oftentimes believe we're made in his image. And mm-hmm. his likeness.
Okay.
And so the belief is, deductive reasoning would say, if he is enough and he's more than enough, and if I am made in his image, then I too am more than enough.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And so many people forget that we are made in his image. So that's why they lose, you know, that focus. So I'm loving that. Woo.
Yeah.
Never thought about that either. You know how they don't go back to what the word says, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you have to. You have to remind yourself, like about to say, renew your mind
day. Because the mind will tell you this. Let's talk about that. I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
The mind will tell you all your never enough stories.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's go down the list. Y'all listen, put a comment in the comment that this is you. The never good enough story is, you know, I'm never smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never talented enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never pretty enough. I'm never gifted enough. I'm never fulfilled enough. I'm never enough. That language will be a part of you if you're not mindful of the truth.
Uh-huh.
And you'll take it on. I had that as my own story,
uh-huh.
but I didn't think I was smart enough, pretty enough, talented enough. I didn't think any of that, even though it didn't look like it on the outside.
Uh-huh.
But having that understanding about the stories that are going on behind you,
right.
That you're not even conscious of,
uh-huh.
that rob you of your true self, which is that you are more.
I tell you, your subconscious can do so much when you don't even realize that it wasn't a reality for you that's what was happening. It was like an underlying issue. And it's not until someone else points it out or they say something that's like, hey, wait a minute, that's where that came from.
Okay.
Yes. I told y'all she's going to help some people out this evening. So, again, if you haven't already, press that share so you can help someone else because everyone needs to be reminded that they're more than enough. So that's why the topic tonight is you're more than enoughness. So Natalie, our next question is, how does one get to the truth? How do they get to the real truth about being that?
Yeah, good question. We start with what I've already shared about exposing the lies.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The lies, I call them an illusion. An illusion is just a false belief.
Okay.
This idea that you think is true. And oftentimes what I talked about with the never enough, good enough stories is they're so embedded in us.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it show up, here's the funny story. I saw it show up, I'm working on some projects, and all of a sudden I started thinking, nothing ever worked out for me. Why is this not going the way I thought? But what I realized was never good enough was showing up again.
Mm-hmm.
It showed up in a different form. It was telling me, Natalie, you are enough. You're not doing enough. You should be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
And so really being conscious of those stories in our heads helps us to change them.
Right.
But a lot of the time we're in autopilot, right? How many of us live our lives in autopilot? You're not even conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a part of changing it is really about knowing what's really happening behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do that work myself. So it's not something that you get to a process and you obtained it and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continual process. And I recognize it almost within a minute. Wait a minute, never getting enough is showing up again.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of it, I just needed to be.
That's right.
To be me and show up fully in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ways to do that.
I think you just said something that just kind of sent a whirlwind through. You said, I just need to be. See, he's created you in his image, so you just need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are trying to become when he says, I've already created you to be.
That's right.
You are. You already are. So, oh, my goodness, girl.
No, it's a good thing, but you got to be excited now. But here's another thing to that.
Okay.
If you think about God, he never does anything that he's not. Right? Sometimes they say God heals, but he's a healer. That's who he is.
Yes.
He's a provider. Mm-hmm. He doesn't just provide. He's a savior. He just doesn't save. He beats it. He is that. What he does.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we forget that, to just be.
Mm-hmm.
And a powerful thing I teach is about your I am.
Yes, I love
those affirmations.
Yes,
I affirmations. Love I see the light. The affirmations. What I say is, you say, I am not just beauty. I'm not just beautiful. Sorry. You say, I am beauty. I own that. That's who I am. I'm not just peaceful. I am peace.
Yes.
Just as he is, what he does, we are.
Right, right. And so you have to own your peace, own beyond, because sometimes people get caught up in outward appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Only, you know, oh, she's so beautiful, but she don't know. Well, no, that doesn't have to necessarily be, because you could be an expert, you could be very talented, you know, but sometimes people second guess that because of the exterior.
That's right.
You know, you talked about people looking at the exterior and you never see what's going on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm not good enough tried to come in, you had to show them an exit, right?
Yes.
Yes. So help that person who is in that place right now. Tell more than enough, I'm not good enough, how to exit, give them the exit.
Oh, we have to. And it is work. It is a practice, something that we have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
But what I had to remember was that noise in my head wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first distinction. A lot of times we believe the noise, we believe the story. But I had to say, Natalie, wait a minute, this is not you.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it showing up? Right?
That's the
next step. Why is it showing up? Why is it coming up to me now?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth was that I was afraid, right? And then I have to say, okay, I know what this is, and now I give it the truth.
Mm.
And so you have to know the truth to give it the truth, right?
Right.
And so I'm giving it the truth to say, no, I am enough,
mm-hmm.
and I am enough just the way that I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to change anything, because the never good enough talk will tell you, when you're skinnier, you'll be enough. When you're smarter, you'll be enough. When you're more talented and you have more degrees, you'll be enough.
Uh-huh.
But reminding you of the truth, that at the core of who I am, where I am right now, I am enough. And that's the process of getting through that.
Wow. So knowing that you are enough can help you tremendously.
Absolutely.
Now, can you expound upon that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
When we question that, then we're in stress,
mm-hmm.
worry, we're in fear.
Mm-hmm.
We're in all of these emotions that keep us stuck and keep us limited. But when we know the truth, it's freeing. Like, I was able to say, no, this is what's happening,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I'm going to do differently. And I was able to move forward
mm-hmm.
with what I was working on. But it takes practice. So for those skills, you'll get in the moment. But keep practicing and keep showing up and keep practicing. And the more and more you do it, the more confident you'll be.
Wow, that's powerful. Think about that. You know, you're having to remind yourself, hold on, that noise is just that. It's noise. And I need to drown it out, shut it down, and give it its exit, walking paper. So I'm loving it. Think about some of the things that you've heard your mind tell you.
Ooh.
Think about some of those things. Were they actually you, or was it fear trying to creep up because you're a perfectionist? Because some people are such perfectionists that nothing can go outside of it. It always shows up. But guess what? It always shows up. When you put God first and God is giving you that vision, it always turns out the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.
The people that were supposed to come always comes out. You know? So, what else is on your heart? Because there's some more on your heart.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
I know. This is all good. It's all good. Because I think what you said is true. One of the things that happens with the never good enough stuff is that we want to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the key to moving through that is to really surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's the word we don't talk about a lot, right?
Ooh.
But surrender what you think should happen. Surrender what I call to the outcome. And letting that go. Because that's what I really had to do after I did all those steps that I just described. I just surrendered it and said, you know what? I'm giving up on my expectation of this outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to allow it to unfold as it should.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes trust, right? Trust
yourself,
trust in others. Trusting God,
mm-hmm.
but I surrendered it and said, I'm going to let things unfold as they will.
Wow.
What a peace. What a peace.
Wow. I'm giving up on my outcome, and I'm giving it to God for his outcome. Girl, you said, Somebody need to put that in the comments. I'm giving up on my outcome, and I'm actually giving him his outcome. Because his outcome is always, it always is better than what we have created. You know, you can't even begin to create what the outcome that he, you know, that he creates. So I've had some things I've tried to do, and it's like, I didn't plan it this way. But every time, it God just does it. And you're like, well, ooh, that's better than I could have planned.
Right. And I think we don't trust that fully.
Yeah.
Right? We all have our own stories and our own reasons why.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, his outcome is always the best.
Exactly.
He has a view of it that we can't even fathom. We can't even put into our mind.
Wow. That is so very true. So tonight's topic, for those of you who are joining us on Facebook Live as well as the radio broadcast, our topic was you're more than enough. And so many people, they don't feel like they're more than enough. I'm giving up my outcome for his outcome. Thank you, no, I appreciate that, Tanya. You know, because it when you get so caught up in you, you lose sight of him. Ooh, that's, put that time.
No, that's good. That's good. That's how you get to your more than enough, is you connect to the source.
Yes.
And
yes.
You connect it, you already are enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you take your focus off of you and you put it back on him, your source. And I'm telling you, that outcome is more than you could ever. It's actually like there's a song, a worship song, and it says something to the effect of you're better than your mind can. But it's like mind blowing when you just so you know what? I'm going to lay this at your feet, and I'm going to let it go.
That's right.
You know? Wow. I tell you, I hope this helps some people out, because I'm telling you, it's encouraging me as we're encouraging you.
No, I just want everyone to walk into it. And don't feel bad if you need this reminder constantly, because what I started at the beginning was that we get so many messages from the world. They're coming at us through our ear gate, through our eye gate, on a consistent basis.
Right.
And it's reinforcing this lie, this illusion that you don't have enough and that you're not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But allowing yourself, even right now in this moment, to embrace the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the mind might not like that idea. It might tell you, no, that's not true. They must not know who they're talking about. But no, you who are listening, you are enough. You have everything that you need already within you to be. And it's just really about embracing that and allowing yourself permission to be that. So it's a journey, and I don't want you to beat yourself up if you say I'm not there. Know that you're on the journey, and it will continue as you continue.
Allowing yourself to be that. Girl, you just said a mouthful. Allowing yourself to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Because many times you hold yourself hostage in your mind. You know, or you allow your mind to hold you hostage. Let's put it that way. But when you release all of that, and allow, give yourself permission. Oh, my goodness, guys. Y'all hear this? Some of y'all going to have to go back and listen to the playback, even though you're listening to it now. Sometimes just listening to it over and over, just like when we're teaching children, we teach them it's a repetitive thing. Trust him and let go of self. Yes. Yes, Evangelist Mary. Yes. She said, trust him and let go of self.
That's right.
It's totally. Totally, that's exactly what it is. This is one of the things that I want you all to remember. She's reminding us that we are more than enough. She just reminded us that we just need to be. But I also want you to expect God to move in your life each and every day. Expect him for your life being great, because he created you for greatness. There is there's no excuse for you to live beneath when he created you to be above.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're afraid of greatness, which goes back to this never good enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
Never good enough will tell you you can't be great.
Mm-hmm.
So you were created. That is what God intended for us all to be.
Yes, mm-hmm. You were created to be great. So allow yourself to be.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to be more than enough, because that's what you already are. And then walking at expectation. All right. So if you guys had any part of this that you missed, make sure you go back and listen to the playback. It is on the recording as well on Fire to Inspire. blogradio.com/OnFireToInspire. But Natalie, we're so glad, so blessed to have you back on our platform. We thank God for you.
I appreciate you.
Oh, one last thing. I forgot. Yeah, she's also an author. Tell them how to get your book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having that. So I am the author of two transformational books. One is called The Experiences of a Whole Woman, and it really journeys through experiences that we have as women. And then the other one is Perfect, Complete, and Lacking Nothing, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Herself. And that is a story where we go back to the very first woman. Her name is Eve. And I really share her struggle in life and how we as women have the very same struggle today. Mm-hmm. And teaching you tools on how to overcome all those inner obstacles,
yes.
those things that get in the way and keep you stuck, mm-hmm. so you can move forward to be the woman you were truly created to be.
Amen.
Tell them how to get it. You can get the books. They're available on Amazon. And then you also can get a signed copy of Perfect, Complete, and Lacking Nothing by going to PCLN, Perfect, Complete, Lacking Nothing, the book. At,
thank you guys so very much for joining us tonight on Friday Inspire. You've been a complete blessing to us, and I hope you were blessed. And like I said, go back and listen because you will be blessed over and over again. Any final things to just remind them of?
Remember that you are more than enough.
Yay! All right, guys, we'll see you same time, same place next week. God bless you.